Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Scams all over the place these days. Last week I told you guys that those random texts that you'll get from time to time just going, "Hey, Gene, sorry I missed the meeting," and your name's not Gene. And then they try to get you in on a conversation, which inevitably leads to them trying to get some money out of you, which if you were listening last week, investigative reporters have found that a lot of those texts are coming from men and women that are being trafficked. They don't want to do it either. The epicenter of it is in Cambodia, and they have these compounds that people are trapped in, and you have to pay $5,000 to $30,000 to get out of this whole cycle. Ambulances show up all the time because they're being beaten if they don't make their quotas. So that's where those are coming from. And that was all new info for me. But there are scams happening all over the place.
Yeah, I happened across an article about another scam that I just wanted to give everybody a warning about. This doesn't have to do with texting. It has to do with actual calling. So if somebody calls you and says, "Can you hear me? Whatever you do, don't answer. Hang up. It could be a scam." So the "Can You Hear Me" scam has been targeting consumers for years. It's unclear exactly how the scam might play out, but consumer advocates, including the Better Business Bureau, say it's better to hang up and not engage. It's likely the scammers are trying to get you to say yes, so they can record your voice, which can then be used or edited to make it seem like you authorized something that you didn't. So the BBB said it continues to receive reports to its scam tracker, and that's the organization's tool that keeps an eye on reported scams across the country. But yeah, so if somebody calls you up and they're like, "Can you hear me? Can you hear me?" And you're like, "Yes, yes," they're recording your voice and could use it for other prompts and can like try to impersonate your bank or stuff like that to get access to stuff.
I don't ever pick up the phone if it's a number that I don't recognize anyway. Do you guys?
No, I love it now because it actually says spam risk.
Yeah, most likely spam. Right. Yeah, I never answer.
That's good info, though. All right, so ladies, I have a question for you guys listening, and you don't have to elaborate. All I need is a number, because I read this article, and here's your kid warning. We're about to talk about the sex. So if you're cruising around with kids in the car, here's your kid warning. I read this article that basically says, like, women have just given up on the idea that they're going to have the big O from guys. They just, it's deflating for you. And so they're going into the experience going like, "This could be great, but I know he's not going to be able to help me out here." So it made me want to ask you guys this. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being, guys are amazing in bed, and 1 being, no guy knows what he's doing. If you took an average of the men that you have slept with, what number would you assign to guys from 1 to 10 as far as how good they are in bed? 10 is exceptional. They are amazing. They know what they're doing every single time. I have the big O, and 1 is like, "Oh, that is, I'd rather just like, I don't know, grind up on a couch."
Don't knock it till you try it.
And if you're sheepish about calling, I'm not going to ask you any questions. I'm not going to ask you why. All I need is a number from you guys. So it literally sound like this. "Hi, Burt Show. 7. Thank you. That'll be it." And I'll go right through the line. All right. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. This is the article that caught my attention. I'm going to read it verbatim, you guys. It says women are no longer having, and it says the actual word, big O, as men have become so bad at sex.
That's like the saddest headline ever.
It's really sad.
I feel like we should take a moment of silence for your guys.
Oh, a moment of silence for all the unattained O's. Yeah. For all the lack of noise in the bedroom, let's have a moment of silence.
Okay, just a sec.
Well, that's what it sounds like in the bedroom.
Yeah. And that's a wrap. It
says ladies are being let down in the bedroom, with many admitting they don't orgasm during sex. New study has revealed just how much their pleasure is being cut short. Straight women, and here's the thing, too. It's going to be a real bummer for guys. Women that are with other women, that's no problem.
Yeah,
because they know parts.
They know what to do.
Parts, no parts.
There you go.
Straight women have confessed they no longer expect a climax when they hit the sheets. It's called an orgasm gap, and it has widened so much that ladies have simply given up hope. Heterosexual women, only big O 65% of the time. in comparison to 86% of the time for lesbian women. And you know, dudes, 95% of the time, dudes are like, all right, I showed up, it's done. It says, as a result, researchers decided to look at just how much a person's partner hinders their expectations in the bedroom. And in a nutshell, it means they expected really little help from dudes when it came to whether they'd climax or not. As well as this, it also revealed that being in a relationship with a man made the woman less likely to pursue orgasm themselves. They just no longer even had an interest in it. They didn't care.
Wow.
Did you guys know that there are 11 different kinds of orgasms a woman can have?
I did not.
11?
Well, obviously, the women don't know that.
They can't,
can't even get one.
All right, and as few as 18% of women only manage to reach climax through a dude being up inside there.
Yep.
I just pulled up the 11 different types of orgasms.
Okay, hold on to those. We might
No, this is bonus. This will be bonus content.
All right.
This is 100%.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I'm interested.
I want to know right now.
This is something I don't want to wait on bonus for. Okay, Alice, good morning. You were on The Burt Show. If you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. I just want a number. On average, guys, from 1 to 10, with 10 being they're all great and 1 being they suck, what is the average of a guy's performance in bed?
I'd say a 3.
A 3.
Wow.
It's not me. Don't go, oh, Alice. It's them.
I feel like Alice is like coming from a place of empathy, not a place of blame.
Yeah. We're not judging you at all.
You're judging me.
Yeah, we feel bad for you.
Yeah. I feel like there was a... Hope there was a cause we could donate to. Like, can I give you $50 towards an Adam and Eve vibrator?
She needs to start an Alice O, GoFundMe page.
3. Okay, 1-855-BIRCHO. Just need a number. Susan, don't need to know how many guys we're talking about. Just want to know, on average, with the guys that you've been with, 10, at 1 out of 10, 10 is exceptional, 1 is terrible. What's the number?
I would agree with the other one. 3. Less than 3.
What?
I make them all the time.
A 3.
How is it this bad?
3.
3? Yeah. It's brutal out here.
Wow.
Now, that's only 2, but 3.
That's enough. That's depressing.
That is sincerely depressing. Yes. Okay?
Listen, it's The Burt Show.